Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood girl posse, with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lady Gang Quickie. I am Becca here with Jack and Kelty, and we have a special guest today.
It was quick.
Just kidding.
We haven't done that in a long time.
No, you haven't.
Was it too quick?
I brought. Do you want me to do it?
Yes. We don't normally have a guest for a quickie, but we have something special coming out this weekend that we're trying to promote and get every single one of you listeners out there tweeting about it.
Don't let Kelty live tweet by herself. Please, God, don't let her try to create a hashtag by herself.
I'm so excited about this. All right. Our guest today shares the same appreciation for Hallmark movies as our very own starlet, Rebecca Grace Tobin. After getting his start in the film House Bunny, he was cast in hit TV shows like Greek, Gigantic, 90210, and The Lion Game. And you can also find him in Billionaire's Boys Club and The Long Walk Home, that even included a specially written Ed Sheeran song and music video called Kiss that he's in, and we love Ed Sheeran. So anytime I can bring it back to Ed, I do.
Yep.
Seeing where the money really was, wink, wink, he turned to the Hallmark Channel with his role in Christmas Wonderland. And now he's starring alongside Becca as her fiance in Sister of the Bride, which premieres this Saturday, June 29th. Guess what I'm doing on Saturday night, bitches? Watching Hallmark movies. I'm so excited. Please welcome to the show, Ryan Rotman.
Yay.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
He has a YOLO tattoo, which means he is cool.
I meant to cover that before I got here.
Wait, let me see. Where's your YOLO tattoo?
On his hand.
Who
got it first? You or Joe Jonas? Or did you copy Joe Jonas?
No, he's copied Joe Jonas.
No, actually, me and my best friend got it before him a long time ago.
Mm. Ryan, you're very handsome. So what I've noticed about Becca's Hallmark movies is that they're
yes.
incredible because they're her.
Yes.
Like, the guy is always so handsome.
Who was
the last one?
Niall Matter. He is a Hallmark hunk.
Hunky.
He made the hunkies. There's a hunkies, right? Yeah, there's an Instagram
hunkies.
Like the hunkies.
The
have you ever
the
been Hallmark featured on
hunkies?
It?
You have.
Do you run the account?
Yes, I do. I'll let you guys know the password.
You got to put yourself in like every like four.
Yeah, of
you're
course.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah. Right. Like,
now, oh, I'm sure you're not an avid listener of Lady Gang, but at the Lady Gang, Becca and Jack usually take the piss out of me. But since you're here today, for one time only, we're going to trash Becca.
Oh my God, yes.
She's pretty good at this.
How was it like to be on set? Who was more on their game, you or Becca?
Oh, I mean, obviously myself.
I'm not arguing with that.
This question.
Because you filmed this in the middle of Lady Gang TV,
yes.
So explain to everyone what your week was like.
That was like the probably hardest 3 weeks ever for you.
It was insane.
It was actually not that bad because we were in Palm Springs.
So it was like a 2-hour drive.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, I didn't have a day off for like 3 weeks where like you guys got to go.
Well, we got one day off. Yes.
I think you had more than that.
No, we had one day off, maybe a week. So, because if they gave us two, they knew we'd drive back to LA. So they would only give us one day to keep us there.
Yeah.
And that was the day she came back here to film.
Yeah. So it was kind of a bummer that I wasn't able to like really hang out and do anything fun with the cast because I had to like be at Lady Gang TV at 5 a.m. the next morning.
We had some fun.
It was fun.
We had some fun.
On the final night, like the wrap party, we didn't have an official wrap party because we were kind of in the middle of nowhere. We went to the hotel where like the whole crew was staying and everything, and one of the makeup artists was giving...
Oh, yeah, tattoos.
Tattoos.
It was her first
YOLO.
Time.
YOLO.
She had acquired a tattoo gun.
No.
Yep.
Yes.
From a yard sale.
Yeah, from somebody like Transpo.
Oh, my God. That's not good.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you, Ryan, Hunkies, Rotman, believe in happy endings?
Yeah, I do. I think, I don't know. Tell us more.
Expand.
I want to.
Yeah.
I want to, but then again, I just watched, Big Little Lies last night.
Don't say anything. I haven't watched it.
It already happened.
But I haven't watched
the new season yet.
Me neither.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. But she goes on a whole rant about happy endings.
Yeah.
Being not true. Yeah.
Correct.
Now, were you always handsome or were you fugly growing up and then turned handsome at like 18?
I still don't think I'm handsome, but I was definitely had like a...
Acne.
No,
I can see you being like an ugly goose kind of situation.
No, I was just skinny. I was really skinny.
I believe it's Ugly Duckling.
An ugly goose.
Goose.
An ugly goose.
Same shit. Whatever.
Oh, you know what you are in the family?
You didn't have an awkward face?
He's like, a black goat.
You didn't have like porcelain braces like I had?
No, I got there were some regular. When I was young.
You did? Let's see those pearly whites.
For real?
Why?
I don't know. I just wanted to.
Because you wanted to be a movie star?
Probably.
Really?
I got veneers when I was young, too.
Miniature gap between my front
teeth. It's what you do when you know you're a star. It doesn't matter if you still have your baby teeth.
No, you do.
File those fucking teeth off and give me my veneers.
Yours are really good. Over there.
I have to get my new veneers because I've had these now. This is my second set. I've had them for so long. They're all chipped, but 12 years. You know, you have to get them redone.
Have you ever knocked out a veneer on a sandwich?
I have pictures, actually.
Yeah, me too. It's
and
so
I've had
scary.
These 18 or 19.
18, 19 years? No chips?
I've had one chip.
Not yet. Just kidding. Yeah. Okay, back to Becca. Did Becca act like a diva because she had hit podcast, television show on E! Plus movie? Was it like, everyone got with me?
Her coffee had to be served at 134 degrees.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Sounds about right. That's what happens to us.
She always had a cup on set. She hit it around the scene.
Oh, really? That's so weird.
So me not being married, her being married, I figured I could actually go to her with questions, right?
Yeah.
Like advice?
Advice. We're in the scene. How do you do this? Which hand do you put it on? Like, do you do it before or after? Yeah. I'm asking her these questions.
No, like the wedding, the actual
No
wedding.
One hates weddings more than Becca.
But
I was like, what do I do?
One.
And she was like, I don't know. I was like,
she had hives at her own wedding.
Know? And she's like, I was drunk in my wedding. I don't remember.
One should be.
Who remembers? Like, do you remember, like, what?
Yes. I do.
What fingers put
Becca,
on you? Like?
Becca, the speech is finished, and we, like, got up for, like, the first dance on the dance floor. And she comes, and she, like, walks across the dance floor, and I don't know if she remembers me. She goes, can I go home yet? It was 7. It was 7:15. I swear to God. It was like 7:15? The party hadn't even started. She's like, is it over yet?
I hated every moment. I mean, I loved the ceremony because it was like...
So meaningful.
It was like my favorite part. But then after that, I don't like being the host of a party unless I'm being paid in Vegas. Mm-hmm. So I was like...
Are you getting paid tons and tons of money in Vegas every weekend?
I mean, I have been in the past. So I was like, this seems weird that I have to like host all these people... But not get paid.
You're getting paid with
love.
Well,
you're paying.
And then I'm paying to like have them at my party.
You're losing money by being a host and being the center of attention.
It was a bummer. But yes.
Isn't it crazy how expensive that shit is too?
It's insane.
So you're single?
I have a girlfriend.
You have a girl. Oh, okay.
I have a girlfriend.
But she the one? Is there a wedding on the way?
Yeah.
Okay. Now that you've practiced propose, does it kind of ruin it though?
I know you've already had a wedding.
Yeah, I've had like two. I've had three weddings now.
Yeah.
Two to women and one to a guy.
When did you marry a guy?
9020.
You did?
Yeah. Oh,
how was that?
Who'd you marry?
Trevor Donovan.
Is that the actor name or the character name?
That's his real name. He was it was Shane and Teddy.
Shane and Teddy.
He was Teddy.
Mm.
That's a nice couple name.
It's Shane and Teddy.
Teddy was good. Mm. Yeah.
I feel like
Shetty.
Shetty. Okay. Well, Ryan, can you tell us about the movie?
Yeah.
Like, what's the premise of the movie?
Yeah, give us a spark.
Sister of the Bride.
Yeah,
wait.
Actually,
this is our favorite thing. Let's guess.
Okay, wait.
Okay.
It's called Sister of the Bride.
Okay, Jack.
Oh,
this movie is about.
This movie is about. It's easy. I mean, you're married to this girl. No, you're getting married to this girl, and like on the night before the wedding, you realize that you're in love with the sister, and then you call the wedding off, and then you run off with the sister and live happily ever after.
But Hallmark movies always end happily for everyone. So what happened to the jilted bride?
The jilted bride marries his brother. So then it's like
a
switcheroo.
Okay.
Terrible.
I like that.
The old switcheroo.
Because nobody cheats on Hallmark.
What's good for the duck is good for the gander.
Yeah. Or the goose.
Okay. This movie. This movie is a modern day take on Cinderella. So there is a bride and groom. They don't really matter in this story at all. But there's a best man. And the best man is a very eligible bachelor a la Prince Harry.
Okay.
You know, and
is this Ryan?
This is Ryan. Okay. Ryan is the best man.
It's Prince Harry
is the Prince Harry. So and there is like it's one of those people that had like 11 bridesmaids. Okay. The bride.
So like our worst nightmare.
Yeah.
And there's the 11 bridesmaids is 4 sisters.
Oh my God.
3 sisters.
This is Cinderella.
Three sisters that are like, they want to marry Ryan and they are trying everything at the pre-party, at the barbecue. Let me get you a taco. Do you want guac extra? Like whatever. And then there's the fourth sister that hates weddings. Okay, the fourth sister is like,
no one hates weddings in Hallmark.
Weddings are everybody's favorite thing. She's not trying. She's not a believer in love. She just wants to make her stationery that she sells at her stationery store in the small town and be alone. She's given up on love. It's never going to happen for her.
Is that the name of the stationery?
Sissy Station. And she also does cards and balloons, balloon bouquets. And she doesn't believe in love. It's not going to happen for her. If it hasn't happened yet,
okay, we got it.
There's not going to be anyone for her. And so she's not trying. And Prince Harry, a.k.a. Ryan, best man, loves. Like, he can't get enough of a girl that's playing hard to get. And so he's trying to win her over while all the evil stepsisters are, like, all over. So, sister of the bride.
That was a very, very descriptive.
Someone from Hallmark is going to be listening to this.
They're going
to
make this.
They're going to make this.
Like, 1,000%.
And then you can sue them.
It wouldn't be the first time she'd give away a good movie
every year.
That's right.
You've done this, and every time it's a really, really good
idea.
Plot. It's like, actually, you're pretty good at it.
You
but that's
good.
Not the
I
movie.
I was intrigued. I was listening. I was
weren't
like,
you?
Okay.
Break her heart now and tell her what it's
about. You see this tear?
What is the movie?
Emotional.
I think that every time that you think of a movie idea, it's like, no, I'm not going to say it.
Tell us.
Well, we can't.
Be careful.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, now it's time to break her heart and tell her what it's really about.
Okay.
If you remember.
It's about... It's about this girl that owns a stationery store.
It's called Stacy Station.
Station.
Sissies.
Or whatever.
I'm a teacher and what do you do?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Do you remember what her character's called?
Don't you have to be impressed with
us tomorrow? I was an anthropology professor.
That's right.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah.
How'd you this is the thing about Becca. We're always like, what are you doing? She's like, she has an audition. And it's like, for what? Bitchy Southern blonde girl. And like, she never gets those. But you got paleontologist?
I know.
Anthropologist.
Actually, I say that. Someone says in the movie, oh, the paleontologist. Oh, Tilkey says it.
Oh.
And he's like, anthropologist.
Okay, so he's Becca's like, an anthropologist.
Did you have to study anthropology
really believable.
To, like, brush up on the terms?
Yeah, I was at the Natural History Museum for weeks.
Spending a night there, getting thrown out.
Yeah.
And I proposed to her. Yep. Very, very sweet-like.
Mm-hmm.
In front of all of her students.
Cute.
And we decided to go home to Palm Springs and tell her folks.
Okay.
When we show up. And this is their summer home.
Yeah.
Because they're wealthy. And
must be nice.
Marrying up, little teacher.
Nice. I know. So we show up, and her sister and her boyfriend are there.
Mm-hmm.
And first thing that happens when we walk in is they tell us that they're getting married at the house in Palm Springs, which is exactly where we wanted,
to get married.
Oh,
and then we say,
so she's a single white female.
We're getting married too.
So then.
Sister of the bride happens because now both are getting married.
Uh-huh.
My sister's is first. Yep. Supposed to be first. But things happen.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, you can't give away.
I need to tell you something. You guys.
I'm like, then what?
This
what?
Literally happened to me. This is my. Is this a biopic?
No. Did you say this on a previous Lady Gang?
No, I'll tell you.
Biopic? Whatever. I still can't figure out which one it is.
Okay. It's a biopsy. It's fine.
Listen to this. Chris and I got engaged.
It's always about Kelty.
It is.
It is, of course. But listen, Chris and I got engaged on December 23rd. And.
Wait, can I just say something? Have you noticed yet that she's like Elaine from Seinfeld and she's constantly pushing you?
I'm
sorry.
Hitting you
like
really
Kramer hard. I'm going to fall straight over.
Sorry.
She's like, no, get out.
No, you get out.
So Chris and I got engaged on the 23rd and we didn't tell anyone because we were like, oh, we'll tell everyone on Christmas. We showed up to his aunt and uncle's house. And I had the ring on, but I hadn't said anything to anyone yet. Like, no one really noticed. And we were all in the living room. And then a cousin.
No one noticed the Super Bowl ring that you were wearing.
But it was like every
we had
just walked in. And then the cousin walked in and she was like, guys, we have news. We're engaged. And I turned my ring around because I didn't want to like steal her thunder.
Aww. That was not like you.
I know.
Because mine was a rock and hers wasn't.
Let's be honest.
I didn't want to make her feel
like,
poor.
I'm engaged too. Butching, bullshit. Like, so
did
anyway.
No one see my hand dragging on the floor.
It's the same.
Here?
It's kind of the same. Anyway.
I mean, kind of. Well, you mean like your summer home.
Yeah.
Her giant ring.
Yeah, same thing.
Did you get to wear a different engagement ring?
I did. I have a photo of it.
Oh, I bet it
was a double halo.
It was pretty.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Beyond 30 points.
Okay. Right. When we come back, Ryan is here and we're going to ask a dude.
Guys, I'm really hitting it hard in the gym.
Are you?
I'm actually not. I'm hitting it mostly hard in hot yoga right now. Mm-hmm. It's my jam.
Oh, I love
hot yoga. I'm alternating with the berries and the hot yoga.
Yeah, it's good.
I feel like it's a good balance for me.
I know.
I'm also very stoked because I have a routine now. You know, it's really a lot easier to get fit, your summer bod going, when you have like your thing mm-hmm. that you do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that thing can be really expensive.
It's like Jersey Shore, gym tan laundry.
Exactly. Gym tan laundry. Wait. And mine's hot yoga smoothie.
That's all you got.
You really only need the two.
I mean, I'm pretty much crushing my workouts. I'm in there. I'm sweating a lot. Mm-hmm. And my post-workout smoothie, it was getting a little boring. It was getting a little stale. I was getting the same thing every day. It was also costing me a fortune.
Yeah. I know. Let's talk about how much smoothies usually cost if you get them like after a workout place.
Like $10.
Like, I was getting $10.
12?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's very – and sometimes I question what they're really putting in it because it tastes better from there than if I try to recreate it. But you know what tastes better than all of it? Mm. Our Dole crafted smoothie blends.
We love our Dole.
They're so
they
good.
They are delicious. It's my new post-workout thing that I do. I like to refuel after my workout. It's crafted fruit blends, and it's a great way to get in all your nutrients, which I'm really bad at. Mm-hmm. And they have a good flavoring selection, which is also something I'm not creative at when it comes to putting together my own ingredients in a smoothie.
If it was up to me, it would just be a banana smoothie. I never know because I'm like, mango? Do I like mango? I don't know if I like mango.
Does banana go with mango? I don't know.
It's a hard life. Yeah. It's like when I try to put on pants and a shirt that matches.
Yeah,
like
you need somebody else to do something for you, and that's why I love the Dole smoothies
so
much. Like
they'll put together a pineapple ginger. Who would know to do that?
And also, I don't know how to cut a ginger. Do you take the skin off?
It's very complicated.
It's like a root.
But you know it's so easy? Dole takes the hassle out of washing and cutting the fruit, and it comes in 5 convenient pre-portioned servings inside of a 40-ounce bag. So this bag is in the frozen foods section.
Yeah, it's big.
And then inside of it is the individual smoothies. So it's super convenient. You don't have to measure anything. You just add your favorite liquid. You fill it up in your blender and your liquid of choice. Kelty loves a coconut milk. Yeah. I gag when I taste coconut milk. It's I love almond milk. Jack's a hipster and likes oat milk. It's so easy. Like you don't even need ice.
And I think that it's good because it's pre-portioned. And when people make their own smoothies, it's easy to make a smoothie with a buttload of calories without even knowing it. Because you're putting like in a little bit of extra this, a little bit of extra that. And at least you know exactly what's going in your bod.
It's very true.
So, Dole, thank you for sponsoring Lady Gang, making this show possible. And also thanks for our hot summer bods.
I know.
Yeah, we're living in an amazing time, you guys. Smoothies can literally just be made for you.
Yes.
Dole, thank you. Go to your frozen food section. Check it out.
The Lady Gang.
We're back. Ryan, do men notice cellulite on women?
You have to answer these things honestly.
Honestly, because these are all the burning questions that we want to know from
them. Yeah. Do they notice? You could say yes, but then you could say, do they care?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say
yes. That's a yes.
But I would say, I don't
know.
Do you
think the guys that say no are lying?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do too.
Damn it.
I do too.
But I think everyone notices it. But I don't think I wouldn't care.
Like
it
honestly, the fupa underneath your butt isn't cute either.
Listen, that's why I said
you know what I mean?
Care.
Fupa under the butt. The underbutt of a man.
What do you
like right underneath their butt?
Oh,
like
do you know what
not great.
Butt is?
Whatever. Okay. Next question.
I have a big butt.
Do you have cellulite?
No.
How do you know when you've fallen in love with a woman?
I constantly want to be around her.
Mm-hmm.
She makes me smile all the time. And
are you in a Hallmark movie right now?
Mm-hmm.
And I want
to for me.
Big boobs.
And I get to play with her titties.
Yeah. Okay. My girlfriend has big boobs.
What is the most common thing women do to make men lose interest?
Ooh.
Like if you were dating a girl, like what would be something that she would do to turn you off?
Insecurities. Jealousy or insecurities.
Mm. What do you think about a woman making more money than you?
Completely fine with it.
Really?
Oh, I love it.
In theory or in real?
I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what's the difference?
You're like, Hallmark hottie, man. No one makes more money than me.
Are you on Hunks of Hallmark? That's what it is.
Hey, she could have more money. Maybe she's not on Hunks of Hallmark.
Hunks of Hallmark.
What do you think about a woman who has sex on the first date?
That's a good question. You know, I think it's circumstantial.
Yeah.
I think it's circumstantial. If it's like, oh, you're out and you're drunk and whatever, and it happens, like, okay. But if you had like a really good date and you like can tell there's obviously chemistry there, and it happens. I wouldn't hold it against her.
Okay.
I wouldn't want her to hold it against me.
When, if we're having sex.
Because you can turn it around. Right. I did the same thing.
Right.
Yeah, but the men double standard doesn't go stopped. For men.
Can't be tamed, a.k.a. Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Okay. When we're on top and we're having sex and our chins are pressed together, do you notice our double chins?
Do you create a double chin when you're on
not
top?
On purpose, but like if you are like
you're
looking
just not
down,
at a great angle.
It's not a good angle.
It's like when you open your phone up accidentally and the camera's like facing you,
oh,
but you're like
worst.
This.
It's,
it's like such that's a bad angle.
That's what we think we look like when we're having on top sex. During sex.
I don't notice it.
You don't.
I don't.
You're focused on the big boobs.
Boobs and the eyes.
And the eyes. How romantic.
Boobs, eyes, boobs,
eyes, boobs, eyes.
Well, she keeps saying my eyes are up here, so I look up here and I come right back down.
Yeah, but I can't. Stop.
Okay.
My attention.
Do you ever notice a woman's nipple hair?
Did you know that women had nipple hair?
I've heard the rumors. Have you? I've heard the rumors.
Yeah. But you're not like, you don't care.
No. I mean, listen,
have you ever seen one?
Not that's like hairy.
They're not hairy. Like they're like rogue hairs.
There's rogue hairs, but, you know, just like a little shave.
Would you pluck your girlfriend's nipple hair if she asked you?
To get it out of there, yeah. Yeah. But okay. I also have a thing with, like, my girl can tell you, too. I'll be like, hey, maybe it's time to shave those legs again.
No, you don't.
No.
You're kidding me.
You would not.
No.
I did it today in the shower.
No way.
Did
she punch you in your face? I would have punched you in your face.
She's like, what are you talking about? There's nothing there.
I'd literally rub my leg on your face.
I would, oh my God, I would not shave for 3 weeks after hearing that.
No, couldn't do it.
She didn't care?
No, she's like, well, I'll do it tonight. I was like, we're in the shower. Just do it now.
But I don't like to shave my body in front of my husband.
I don't either.
Listen, I'm so excited about the movie. I will be watching and live tweeting. Sister, oh God, I have plans on Saturday. I have to cancel.
What plans do you have?
It's my friend's birthday party. I won't go.
You don't go to birthday parties.
You're right.
Just put it on at the party. Yeah.
Ryan.
It's going to be great.
I don't see you on Hunks of Hallmark. Are you on here?
Fact checking.
Damn, sleuth.
Wait, but you guys do need to watch
my Christmas one.
On
for Becca's career, you need to live tweet this so she gets another job.
You need to live tweet. Hashtag sister of the bride on Saturday. Ryan and myself will be live tweeting. Won't you be?
Oh, there's my husband.
Will you? Oh, from 90210.
He's on Hallmark too.
I didn't know he was.
Okay, are great. You going to be live tweeting on Saturday?
For Sister of the Bride
movie.
Doesn't that part of your contract?
Would you like me to?
You should.
Okay, yeah. Yes, I'll be live tweeting.
With the Lady Gang.
And the Lady Gang can reach out and ask you questions.
100%.
Okay.
As long as it's about nipple hair.
Perfect.
They will be. They usually are.
Thank you so much for coming. If you want to follow Ryan, you can follow him at Ryan Rotman. And if you can also want to follow him, you can follow him on hunksofhallmark.com.
That's debatable.
Maybe. We're not sure.
He could be lying.
And this Saturday night on the Hallmark Channel, watch Becca Tobin, our Becca Tobin, as she stars in Sister of the Bride.
Yay.
We weren't here for a long time,
but we're here for a good time.
That escalated quickly.
Hey guys, thanks so much for listening to The Lady Gang. You can subscribe if you love the show and check out new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Follow us on social at The Lady Gang or follow us personally at Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Bannock. And head on over to our website, theladygang.com, to ask us a question, sign up for our newsletter, or buy all the cute Lady Gang merch you see us wearing. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next Tuesday.